Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit KnoxOrthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Searcy 24-23. We'll look over our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home Girls basketball coach Del Leonard. And Del, your 61-23 victory over Searcy tonight gets you into the Class 5A state tournament. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's a huge, great accomplishment by our kids. You know, you look at our league. It's
tough. It is.
I said it earlier that I didn't really have the words after the Marion game. This group, they run out on the floor, and you know, people just can't. They don't see the size of their heart, you know, when they look at them, and as far as warming up, and you know, Cersei's coach told me tonight that her kids complain about us more than anybody else, as far as how physical we play defense, and I just give them a ton of credit. Peyton and Kyra have been such good leaders, and
absolutely,
our team just kept working and working to get better and get better. And you go back to maybe the second game of the second round, I guess, you know, when we, you know, went to Green County Tech, and then we had Paragon at home, and then we went to Marion, and you know, I'm proud of our kids, and kind of speechless to be honest with you. When I found out last year the teams that were going to be in our league, when they did the realignment and put us, you know, bumped everything the way they did, and we were in 5A and we were in the East, and I saw the likes of Marion, West Memphis, Paragon, Green County Tech, Jonesboro, Nettleton, I'm like, my gosh, you know, that's going to be tough. And then I look up, and we're going back to the state tournament.
Yep, that's right. Well, I'll tell you, you know, you said Searcy, you know, complained about the way you guys play physically. I think that's been one of the keys for you all year.
Yeah, it has been, just playing hard and playing physical. And you know, I say that, and I didn't really like the way we guarded tonight. Many middle drives and too many fouls. But, you know, I mean, sometimes in a game like that, and everybody gets to play, you – get into some of that, but still wanted us to try to, at halftime, the whole talk was about getting better no matter what. And it was a great win for our team. And
yeah,
you know, maybe they need to, there's a lot of polls and things out there where we really hadn't got a sniff, and that's fine. There were some teams that I don't, you know, different polls here and there that have been ranked ahead of us that we recently beat. And I think too many times that the so-called experts, you know, they look at athleticism and talent and different things like that, and you know, they forget about, they might want to start adding in some character and some heart.
Yep.
You know, because that's a lot of what our team has, and
no question,
they don't get there without character and heart. You know, we don't get to the playoffs without their character and their heart and how hard they work every day.
Yep. Well, real quickly, regular season's not over yet. You got senior night coming up Friday night against West Memphis, a team that you held to a very low score. It'd be kind of hard to do that, to duplicate that again.
We won't do that again. You know, it's they're too talented, but we could also be a lot better offensively. I thought both teams just played pretty good defense that night, and it was hard to put the ball in the hole. But they're very talented, and I just saw some scores, and Jonesboro upset Nettleton tonight.
Really?
So Nettleton's still the one, and Jonesboro's guaranteed the two now. So it basically comes down between us and Paragould for the three or the four. We've got the ball kind of in our hands, so to speak. We control our own destiny as far as if we get the three seed. If we win, we're the three seed. If we lose and Paragould loses, we're still the three seed. If we both win, we're still the three seed. If we lose and Paragould wins, and they move ahead of us. So three out of four scenarios right there. We're looking at that. Now, one thing that could happen is if Jonesboro loses to Marion and then we end up with a three-way tie somehow, then it goes to a whole lot of different stuff. But right now, you know what? If you'd have told me we've been trying to figure out scenarios and tiebreakers and points and all that other stuff, if you'd told me that in November, December, I'd been thrilled to death, and I am thrilled to death.
Well, absolutely. Well, again, congratulations on this win, on going to the state tournament, and good luck on Friday.
Thanks a lot, Matt. We appreciate it.
That was Mount Tom girls basketball coach Del Laird. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring summary for both teams right now in this boys contest. Right now, Matt Jones leading the way with 8 points this evening, 5 for Wyatt Gilbert, 3 for Hunter Bashirs, and 2 each for Luke Cruz, Colton Peters, Talon Benton, and Dawson Tabor. Cersei already with a player in double figures as Tristan Alcorn with 10 points. 7 so far for Peyton Caldwell, 4 for Griffin Love, and 2 for Freddie Hicks. So far this game, there's been 6 lead changes between the two teams and 1 tie. Mount Tom with 3 turnovers and Searcy with 4. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mount Tom leading Searcy 24-23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.